The need to factor in the use of national languages in the local development drive has once again been underscored. This was during the 15th ordinary session of the Northwest Regional Assembly, which featured, among several other guest speakers, Emeritus Professor Biban Sammy Chumbo. In the following viewpoint, Charles Tembe says, the use of local languages in driving citizen participation in local governance can boost development.
Emeritus Professor Biban Sammy Chumbo, Chair of the African Union Language Development Committee, National Language Policy Consultant for many African countries and international organizations like the African Union and UNESCO, has been crisscrossing nations and continents, telling whoever cares to listen that no country can develop using a foreign language. The high-profile linguist, who is also visiting professor in several universities across the world and keynote speaker in international conferences on issues of language, linguistics, and research and development, has been a leading advocate of the use of national languages in disseminating critical knowledge, skills, and techniques to the 60-80% of Cameroonians who neither speak nor understand the official languages, English and French. In very simple terms, the erudite professor has once again explained the basic concepts and principles that have animated his close to 50-year career as a linguist. Some of these are captured in this popular quote from one of the greatest statesmen of our time, Nelson Mandela, which the professor is wont to quoting. If you talk to a man in the language he understands, that goes to his head. If you talk to him in his own language, that goes to his heart. Language, therefore, is not only a means of sharing information and knowledge, but a vital tool for cementing feelings, building cohesion, and nationhood. That is the more reason why he has said our local languages or mother tongues should be adopted not only as a language of instruction in elementary and vocational schools across the country, but should also be the choice language for disseminating the knowledge and skills a majority of Cameroonians need to be able to harness the resources in their environment to enhance their own development. Knowledge, skills, and techniques on how to nurture the environment, how to lead wholesomely healthy lives, how to practice sustainable agriculture on a commercial scale, and how to add value to their local materials and combat poverty can only be brought to non-speakers of English and French through local languages. That is why, in the absence of a clearly defined national language policy in Cameroon, decentralization is offering regional and local authorities an opportunity to fill in the gaps. In fact, with regards to powers devolved upon regions, Section 237 of the General Code of Regional and Local Authorities states that regions shall engage in the promotion of national languages through encouraging functional command of national languages and producing the regional linguistic map, participating in the promotion of publishing in national languages, and building infrastructure and facilities. Effective participation of citizens in ensuring their own development cannot be guaranteed if 80% of the population is left out of the decision-making processes for local governance because such business is carried out in the language they don't understand. Yet, in both its spirit and letter, decentralization was adopted essentially to ensure that citizens do have their say and do participate actively in development activities geared at providing them a better quality of life. It is therefore incumbent on regions and councils to adopt a national language policy or program in order to ensure that their development activities are effectively participatory and leave no one behind.
Charles Tembe, Station Manager of CRTV Northwest, editorialist.